The hot summer weather has probably driven you outdoors and maybe into the tall grass, grass where ticks live that could carry Lyme disease. If you tuned in to WBUR last week, you would have heard our stories, Living with Lyme. We received lots of reaction to the series and wanted to share some of it with you this morning. So we're joined now by WBUR News Director Martha Little, who produced the series. Martha, thanks for coming into the studio.
My pleasure, Bob.
This topic is fraught with controversy, as we well know, both before and now after the series. What were you hoping to get out of the series?
Well, Bob, you know, we could see that from all indications, the summer was going to be one big doozy of a summer for ticks. And we just thought that we needed to dig into the topic. And the more we did, the more it became clear that there's a profound lack of public awareness about the prevalence and dangers of Lyme-bearing ticks. We and Carrie Goldberg of WBUR's Common Health blog thought it was vital to try to educate the public about all aspects of this disease.
In fact, we held a public forum, which you can listen to online at WBUR.org, about how to protect you and your children from tick bites or to get the disease diagnosed if you become ill.
That's right. And a lot of people have very practical questions, like how to dress when walking in the woods. I didn't know, for example, that it's best to spray your shoes and pants with permethrin. It's a tick repellent. Or that you don't always see a bullseye rash after being bitten by a tick that's infected with Lyme disease. And it turns out that Lyme disease is considered endemic all across the state, not just on the coast and in the Berkshires.
And what we learned from Tom Ashbrook, he did an On Point program this week showing that Lyme is spread beyond New England. After attending our public forum last week, Jason Barron from Arlington said he's really confused, especially when it comes to treating and diagnosing the disease. He said, quote, "That's my whole frustration with the whole disease state. I don't know who's right, who's wrong, and which side's warranted."
And I think that's where all the controversy and fear comes in, Bob. We tried to present both sides of the debate over the long-term symptoms that people claim to have from Lyme disease. Most argue that those symptoms are the after effects of Lyme after the bacteria has disappeared. A few members of the medical community say that the bacteria can remain active and lead to chronic Lyme. And given how heated this topic is, we felt it was brave of people who are suffering the long-term effects to come forward and tell their story. And it was also really impressive of doctors on both sides to speak out.
We got a comment from another listener who goes by the name Shannon and who wrote into our website, WBUR.org. She wrote that though there's still a whole lot of debate over chronic Lyme, the people living with it are not debating it at all. They're just trying to get well.
Yeah, and the doctors we talk to agree. They want to find the correct diagnosis and treatment.
So then what's next?
Well, it's clear that there's some research already underway out there. For example, Dr. Gary Wormser at New York Medical College, he's trying to compare a population of people who have Lyme-like symptoms but who have tested negative for Lyme with another population who've tested positive.
Which is probably good news then for another person we met when we were doing the series, 32-year-old Brian Baitka, who's been battling the effects of Lyme for almost a decade.
Yeah, he's got quite a story, and in fact, he's a musician who posted this song. He wrote about his long struggle with the disease on WBUR.org. Take a listen.
I have a dream. Someday to be like everyone else.
Brian Baitka, WBUR listener and Lyme disease sufferer, with a song he posted on WBUR.org. Our news director, Martha Little, thank you very much for coming in. A lot more to do on this subject down the road.
Yes, Bob, and we'll be trying to dig into it for many months to come. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Martha. For a list of resources about Lyme disease and tick bite prevention, go to our website, WBUR.org.
I flew on. Well, we don't live in dreams, and we don't live in fairy tales, but I'm so glad you're here with me now, 'cause everyone suffers, and sometimes, some days, not enough. The day the snow had a freeze, so much colder than anything else. I smile and I laugh at myself as tears fall. Well, someday we'll sing. And someday we'll all call out as the sky takes us away somewhere else. Then we can live in dreams. Then we can live in fairy tales and be so glad we're together once again. Well, I had a dream someday to be like everyone else, finally get away from myself and move on.